Folks, we are live. Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black, the one, the only, the man they call Derek.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are here to review AEW Dynamite for March 6, 2024. Derek, quarter of the way through the year almost.
I don't even want to hear that nonsense, bro. Hey, that's too much.
Right. Just bringing it to you. Throat is still a little hoarse. Still trying to make it up in here, so be patient with us. We're doing our best. And we're gonna continue to do our thing here. So have faith. Have faith. With that being said, though, make sure you guys are in here. If you're watching live, I know people on the audio versions are like, this is live. It's on YouTube. Type in Everything Pro Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the like button. Next goal is 3K, so let's get there, baby. And, leave us a comment after the fact or get in the live chat and come talk. Or do both. You can do both.
Yes.
Me join and us. Join us. We got a lot to talk about with tonight's show, so let's not waste any time. Let's get into it, and let's go. Everything Pro Wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday Pro Wrestling, they can never be you. Yes, sir. We are cooking tonight, man. Derek, we did not do our Revolution review because Brother Kush is under the weather. Brother Kush is still under the weather, technically. But, Derek, I want to get your thoughts quickly on Revolution overall and maybe Sting a little bit here. The man called Sting.
Yes.
Hung him up.
He did. Thank you, Sting, for all that you have done for us throughout our childhood and our current days. You have put on great matches left and right. Great character on top of that.
Any favorite things that Sting did for you?
Honestly, bro, I think the best thing that Sting did for me is when he came back to save Dolph Ziggler.
Boo.
Nah, bro.
Not the NWO dress. Nah, that. Nah, bro. Man, those were great.
The whole Dolph Ziggler thing was fire, bro. Sorry. I couldn't help it, bro. I was shocked.
Back.
Dude. Just like once you heard it, like I was just like, yo, hold on. I know you're not playing with my emotions right now. Don't do it. I'm not ready.
You better get ready. You better get ready. We got a lot of people up in the chat, man. Thank you guys. Welcome, yes. Welcome. Like I said, if you're new, you like it, subscribe. We talk Dynamite all the time. Talk video games. Don't forget the Claudio Castagnoli AEW Fight Forever DLC came out today. WWE 2K24 is out. We talk everything pro wrestling. Shout out to Bull Nakano for getting in the WWE Hall of Fame. Derek's talking about Sting memories. We have the review up on Clash of the Podcast this Monday, live every single Monday at 6:05. Make sure you guys are in there and showing love, man. And I'm going to put the link up in here for us momentarily. And big shout out to my guy Hubs, who I see is in the chat joining us. And I'll have his stuff popping up here momentarily.
My guy Hubs.
But let's get into everyone who was in here. Some quick shout outs, man. We got Mike, first one in the house. What's good, Mike? Representing The Rock. What's good? B-Boy Skyline. Great entrance after the A-kicking that you guys took. Tony Schiavone, hater of the year. How dare you? Tony Schiavone's a good man.
Yes.
Matt Lopez, M. Leezy, one of the mods in the chat, says, hello, everyone. Good evening. Hope everyone had a good Wednesday and an incredible episode of Dynamite. Dynamite with the new look tonight. Everybody yes. In the chat, tell me what did you guys think of the new look?
I love it. You know what? It actually reminds me of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
The color scheme and everything?
Yeah.
See, it gave me throwback Dynamite vibes, too, with like the colors exploding. Oh, and
okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was different. I don't know if it was paint splatter. I can't describe what they did before. I feel like it was like smoke bombs with different colors, but
oh, you know what?
It worked.
What is that thing that they?
Because I saw a lot of people say, "Wow, stole this from NXT 2.0," and I was like, "Too bad they did it first." Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Listen, you gotta call it out, call it right though.
Yeah, true.
Shout out to Deanna. She said, "Hey, C and D."
What up, Deanna?
I think I need a moment after that show to compose myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Adam Cole, Dr. Claw, looking at it. Rob Zombie coming to Buffalo. We will not allow this. There will be no Rob Zombie. Yo, shout out to my guy, BJ. We were talking through the show a little bit. What up, y'all? I'm going to maybe be in and out from the start, but may have to comment and finish watching tomorrow. It's been a long week and still adjusting to the new work. Love y'all. Love you, BJ. Appreciate you, fam. BJ, and no one outdoes EPW. No one. Rob said, I feel bad for Mark Davis. Kyle Fletcher has a real future as a singles competitor. That's what happens, man. He's showing out.
Yeah.
He's showing out. Fletcher is very underrated. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, the best professional wrestler in the world today. You know exactly who I'm talking about. God bless Brother Conrad and my guy, Derek. Been so busy, I'm just now playing WWE 2K for the first time.
My guy, Hubs.
Hubs, check that video out you sent me. Hubs was telling me my phone was going straight to voicemail before. I don't know why. Tired of that happening. people showing love. Don't forget to subscribe to Hubs' channel. Like I said, we do Clash of the Podcast. BJ in the house. BJ has just taken over the 24/7 title in the chat. You guys got to catch him 6 times, baby. Had to do it. Stole it back from me.
6 times.
Matt says he loves the new look. Deanna said if they can stay continue on this, they might be on to something.
Yes.
Cray watching us on Twitch. What's good, Cray? Appreciate you, family. What up, EPW? Salute. Cray, don't forget to come over on the YouTube side of things and leave us a like, man. We try to get to that 3K.
Let's go.
Yo, how is the host of the show and how is Derek? I'm all right.
Coolin'.
Donnie, look at Donnie.
Look at Donnie. Donnie boy.
We were thinking of you when we heard Darby Steve tonight. New set looked like 2 big Jimmy hats. The gold members, right? Magnum. look at this. Almost done with this showcase. Long AF. What's good, James? Shout out to the Pro Wrestling Shoot guys as well. He said, don't forget next week as well. It's big business. Can't wait for next week. Yeah, next week should be a fun show, though.
Next week will definitely be fun.
Yeah, so make sure you guys keep it locked. Come back here if you like talking AEW.
Yes.
You are all welcome. All right? Let me see here. Mark is the older dude. He's always going to have the Ole out like Arn did for Tully. Man, don't get me started. I ain't going to say nothing about nobody. Get me started.
Tully.
So, Derek, we had a new theme for Dynamite. It sounds like we were feeling it. I don't know if the theme song's better, per se. It's going to take some getting used to. That first one was a great song.
Yeah. I definitely going to have to, like, play it a few more times just to get a feel for it. It's one of those themes that doesn't hit you, like, right off the bat. I don't know. It's just not one of those ones that'll just, at least for me, it doesn't catch my ear like that. So I got to give it a few more go rounds, and we'll see what happens. But as far as the look, love the look. Let's keep this. Let's not change this. This is what we need all of the time.
I like it. It just felt like a throwback tonight, and things just felt better.
Yes.
Give it a shout out in the chat to the Pro Wrestling Shoot as well. They became 2K Next Makers with a bunch of other people that I know, a lot of the car creators and stuff.
Nice.
Good for you guys. Proud of you guys. Showing you some love. Let's get into it. Ed Fry's in the house. What's good, Ed? Thank you guys so much, man. Thank you. Thank you. If you're in here, like button. Cost you nothing. Free support gets those likes up, man. Things are good.
Hit us up. We appreciate it.
Before we get into the show, Derek, we found out Mike Santana gone from AEW. Any thoughts on, like, you know, Santana and Ortiz? How were they used? It's kind of a weird situation. I don't want to start off on a bad note, but I was a fan of Proud and Powerful, Santana and Ortiz, whatever you want to call them, LAX.
Yeah, I'm upset about it. I'm upset about it, but I mean, I feel that this was a ball that was dropped pretty heavily. Like, it started out great, And then I think just after a while, things just kind of like,
yeah, simmer down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be that too. I really wish they would have got the tag titles. I heard there were some rumors that they could have had it. But also, how is Tony going to push you if you guys aren't getting along and then you're fighting later? And he was trying to make it happen, but they seem like they didn't want it to.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. But I hope he lands on his feet. I can see him like thriving in TNA. If I'm TNA, I'm calling him right away.
I would.
If I'm MLW, I'm calling this dude right away. So
I most certainly would.
If you're out there on the indie scene, hog wrestling, whoever,
pick him up.
Pick up Mike Santana. You heard it here first. Dude's got tremendous potential. I thought his promos have really gotten better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But let's get back to the show here. So we kick things off tonight with Swerve Strickland live here on Dynamite. Derek, what did you think, bro?
It's time. It is time. It is time for that man to get that belt.
They were feeling him, bro. The fans are he's like full-fledged babyface. They did a lot of whose house?
Yes, bro.
Swerve's house.
It is that time. Yo. It is that time. We're getting close to it.
Yeah, I swerve when I drive. Yeah, I swerve when I drive.
He's getting close to it, bro. It's inevitable. You have to accept it. There's no way of getting around it. It's that time.
I'm standing on what I said. By Double or Nothing, he will be your world champ. By the end of that pay-per-view, I believe Swerve Strickland will be your champ.
And I will second that notion.
It might be sooner than that.
But let's get it to Double or Nothing, though.
Well, hold on. Don't forget, we got a new pay-per-view coming up here. AEW Dynasty happening in St. Louis.
When did this go?
Home of Murphy Lee. This is on the pay-per-view.
Did I miss this?
Maybe you weren't paying attention, but yeah, it's there.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
All right. Home of Murphy Lee and Nelly. Home of chocolate.
Right. Chocolate.
So AEW Dynasty is going to be happening, bro.
Let's get it. But let's get to that Max deal, please.
I don't know about that. I just read an article today. They're cracking down on password sharing too. Them, Hulu. There were a couple of them. They saw it work for Netflix.
Lord have mercy.
It's all right. We will prevail. Swerve's house. Respect. Swerve came out. He was challenging Joe for the title. Joe kind of had to put him in his place. Well, you haven't beaten me yet. You're making all these promises and you're not going to be doing that. So Joe comes out, crushes as usual. And I cannot tell a lie. I cannot front, man.
Nope.
It was done very well here. I was feeling it. And yeah, I got nothing but respect for it. Joe crushed on the microphone. Undisputed Kingdom come out. Adam Cole's got jokes for days. Baby. So they're making jokes over there. Okay, I get it. And Adam Cole reminds them of all their championship accomplishments. They have the ROH tag titles. Roddy's the international champion. He's beat Orange Cassidy, backbreaker that man to oblivion on the pay-per-view. Yeah. And Wardlow is the number one contender. And Peep, he said that he's going to bring the title home and point it at himself. Ooh, okay. And Wardlow just looked focused on becoming the champion.
Yes, he definitely did. I don't know, bro. I'm still kind of out on War Daddy.
Sorry. Listen, got to show some love, man. So they make a challenge, and Adam Cole says, next week you're going to face Taven and Bennett, and Swerve said, why not do it now? He said, no, we call the shots around here. Tony Schiavone, I'm getting word from Tony Khan, the match is happening now. They send the ref out, tag team match, boom, we're in there. Don't even have a graphic for this, because that's how they did it tonight.
Right.
Swerve wins with the big pressure, which was the JML driver.
Yes.
Joe afterwards locks him in the coquina clutch. Wardlow makes his way down to the ring, and he just kind of looked on as Swerve got choked out. They're building. So much love. Shout out to E for putting up the Discord. What, Derek? War Daddy? Pause. Play. No. We do not say the pause for that now. And I appreciate everyone who is watching. If you're watching on Twitter, follow us at EPW Show. If you're watching us on Twitter, come on over to the YouTube side of things. Come on over to the Twitch side of things. Come over, give us a subscribe at EPW Show. You guys will find us real quick.
Yes, come join us.
World title scene, though, it's looking good. I'll say that right now. I don't really have... Not appropriate. Not appropriate, sir. Next up, we had... I'm jumping too fast. We find out Wardlow's getting his title shot, next week at Big Business, Samoa Joe against Wardlow. Do you give the belt to Wardlow now? Do you do it? Is it time? Or is this going to be the dissension causer between them?
I'm leaning more towards dissension.
Interesting.
I'm leaning more towards dissension. Only because I feel like Wardlow doesn't deserve to take it off of Joe.
Right. Matt says Joe versus Wardlow for the title next week. Nice. Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah.
I just don't think he deserves to take it off of him right now.
Yeah. If it
was somebody different, then probably. But not off of Joe. Sorry. Like if we're talking like Hangman or... I don't want to say someone of like non-physical stature.
You just don't think Wardlow got enough wins. That's what it is. Not enough big wins. See? Yes. Nah. We'll see. We'll see what they do. I'm interested to see what they pull next week. Also, we see Hook and Jericho have a moment backstage, and Jericho said that your dad suplexed me hard on my head. His father is Taz. And he said, yeah, and then when you did it last week, made me earn some respect for you.
Pound it.
Irony. So next up will be for the FTW Championship, former teammates at one point in time, Brian Cage versus Hook. Let's not forget the FTW Championship is not officially recognized by AEW.
Nope.
So they have a match. Hook catches Cage with a fire extinguisher. Cage went through a guardrail. Bro, I don't even know how fast Hook moved, because I told Derek, I'm like, was Hook there? Did he just run into a guardrail? That's that lacrosse speed, bro.
Yeah.
I know lacrosse players when I see him. He hit F5 with a lackluster cover on Hook. Cage goes underneath the ring. He pulls out the bag. We know what's in the bag.
Ricky Ticky Tabby.
Ricky Ticky Thumbtacks. Drapes those all over. He takes a Tazplex onto the thumbtacks, bro. Ugh. Cage only got like 3 in his bag. He was all right.
Yeah. He definitely got 3. So he was spared. He was definitely spared.
Now, Hook locks in the red rum. You know what that spells backwards.
Red rum.
He's got him locked in. Cage did the one thing I was like, that's what I would do.
Right.
Fall back onto the tax. He does that all in the Hook's back. But Hook never lets go of the red rum. Grabs him. Chokes out Brian Cage.
Done.
Love it, man. Afterwards, Gates of Agony come out. They put them, well, I was going to say the boots, the boot and the foot to Hook. Derek was more concerned for the brother's feet. Like, don't step on no thumbtacks, bro.
Right.
He's going to be wearing shoes real quick.
Yep.
Yeah, so Jericho comes out with the bat, makes the save. Jericho shows respect to Hook. That was the irony I was just referring to. Deanna says Jericho needs a new friend because Sammy is suspended. Yeah, I got to read more into what happened with that. I'm not sure of every detail. There's a lot of rumors going on right now with that. Brian Cage came out looking like King from Tekken. Jericho is a succubus, Eazy-E says. Every single time someone is hot, he gets in an angle with them. They're left cooled off, and Jericho doesn't put them over. Great use of Cage, E says here. Love his cape and good use of Hook. Story goes back to Team Taz. I like it. Cray said, get Cage out of here, LOL. Correct, Easy. Look at that. Look at that. Chat getting along. I like it for the most part.
Right.
Tonight on Dynamite, we get hype. There were a lot of hype packages in between.
Yes.
Better? You like it?
Yes.
Might be those new hires finally like coming up with stuff and going to work.
But that's what you need, though. In order to stay within the mix, you have to hype things up for the fans who are watching, for those who have not watched and want to figure out what this is all about. you have to have that kind of hype behind
it. I thought they did a really good job of that tonight, though. Absolutely. Like, reminding you, like, you missed the pay-per-view. Here's what happened. You may want to check it out. Pretty cool. So they let you know. let's see here. The tag title tournament hype, they were building it up. Best Friends announced they're in the tournament, but Chuck Taylor's out.
Yes. Still injured with the bad ankle.
Bad pinky. Pinky, pinky. Chuck Taylor says he's out, but says Trent and Orange Cassidy will be in. They get a match on Rampage. We later find out it's going to be Kip Sabian and The Butcher. More on that later. I don't know if Blade's injured. What's going on here?
Good old Kip.
And where are the – did they – has anybody seen a tournament bracket? If there's one online, please let me know. Did Tony Khan put one up on Twitter and I missed it?
I haven't seen one, so.
I want one of them old school, like, big old WCW tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Let's run the gauntlet, baby. Matches on every show. Got to have a tag match on every show.
As long as it's a regular tag match.
Yeah. Yeah. Just traditional, bro. Just straight up. Next, we had another match, if you call it that. Killswitch, formerly known as Luchasaurus, the intern's favorite, versus Daddy Magic, Matt Menard.
Matt Menard.
Yeah! Came out with the wet hair, jeans on. Killswitch, it was a little back and forth, but yeah. Killswitch got him eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he took over. It was like...
Clothesline to the back of the head for the win, bro. Yeah. And I'm being told no bracket yet by Deanna in the chat. Thank you.
No bracket? All right. Well, we'll accept it for right now.
For right now, it's good. Pretty good, though, what they did here. So they built it up. Daniel Garcia comes out to try to make the save. I just want to tell people in Buffalo do not wear pants like that.
No.
I don't know where Daniel Garcia got these. But you know what?
We do not.
We wear sweatpants around here, all right? None of that.
Oh, yeah.
None of that. But Nick Wayne comes in and hits him with Wayne's World. They're going off. They're going up the ramp celebrating. And then here comes Adam Copeland's back. You think you know him. And puts the beat down. He throws Killswitch off the stage. He didn't care about him. Then... Nick Wayne went down like a ton of bricks wherever he was at him. Mother Wayne tries to low blow. Christian Cage runs like a scalded dog, as JR would say. Christian Cage was running, throwing tables. I was like, throw some tables.
Right.
And he holds the title belt out of a car window, like taunting Edge. Edge grabs the camera and he says, I want you to know that me and you, it's going to end where it all started for us in Toronto. So there's a Dynamite coming up in Toronto in the future. That match is going to have a TNT championship match. Adam Copeland, Christian Cage.
That's going to be fire.
What kind of match is it, though, Derek?
Alas.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry.
I quit
match.
Now, Derek's a huge Adam Copeland fan.
This is true.
This is going to be fun, I think.
This man, yo. Dare I say, had we had enough time?
What, between their last fight?
No. Had we had enough time, I'd say this might be a show that we should go to.
Look at this guy.
I'm just saying, this might be a show that we should go to.
Christian did a great job, Matt says, practicing this 50-meter sprint. Garcia be out in the red light district. Not in Buffalo.
Not out here.
Toronto. I quit match. Should be I quit in a cage. TLC would be more fitting, but it would be slow and painful. LOL. That's true. John G in the house. What's good, John?
What up?
Don't forget to hit that like button, y'all. Don't forget that. And also, don't forget to give us a follow on all the socials. That's going to pop up for you momentarily here if you guys are on Instagram, wherever. Give us a follow.
Twitter, a.k.a. X.
Yeah, I don't even know what it's X. I'm old Twitter. You know what it is.
You know what? Even though the name has changed, I think people still say Twitter.
Kyle O'Reilly. Yo, this man is mad rude, bro. He's backstage. He says he's going to be moving on his own. Looks like we're getting a developing story here.
Yes.
Derek said that he looked like a pizza man in this segment. I just take down notes of stuff Derek says. Derek said he looks like he makes pizzas.
He did, bro.
Mad rude. Mad rude, bro. I'm happy Kyle O'Reilly's back, man.
So am I. I love Kyle, man. Kyle's my guy. I'm just saying.
Right? Here we go. Should have been Canada flag on a pole match, but why? That's some Russo booking of you, sir.
Right.
Three stages of hell. That could have been interesting.
That would have been nice.
Nothing much, Conrad and Derek. How are you guys? Good, brother.
Cooling.
Look at T Dot. Yeah. You on that Drake E. Kyle looks like he left his other job to show up. Y'all leave my man Kyle alone. See,
I'm not wrong, bro.
I'm happy Kyle O'Reilly Auto Parts is back.
Damn.
Come on, Matt. Y'all leave that young man Kyle alone. We got Sting highlights. This was a theme throughout the night. Sting was cool, man. If you didn't get to see his sons come back and perform with them, one dressed up like Sting from the 80s, wearing that Great American Bash attire. The other one was Wolfpack Sting, like Wolfpack is back, causing mass destruction. Very cool. Very cool. They had everybody there at the show. It was like Lex Luger, Magnum TA, Scotty Riggs. Yeah. I'm trying to remember Ricky Steamboat. They had everybody from Sting's past there. So amazing, amazing night for him. And we then get an announcement here from Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, your AEW EVPs. I still call them the Young Bucks. I don't care.
Yeah. Young Bucks.
Young Brazil.
Brazil.
So Young Bucks come out and they announce that they are going to be in the tag team tournament. No surprise there.
No surprise whatsoever.
They're a tag team. I think that they might make it deep into this one. But remember, first tag team tournament, they did lose to Private Pate.
Private Pate.
Hangman Page, they announced, is suspended from the Elite for hitting an official in his match.
Twice.
Yes, Bryce did. Bryce was sporting a little shiner tonight. Got a black eye. Just, I don't know here. So he is suspended from the Elite without pay. Kenny Omega is fired from the Elite. They said he's been missing his towns. He's sick.
Right.
These guys, what kind of bosses are they?
Oh, Lordy.
So after that, they're just yelling at people. And here comes our boy, Eddie Kingston. He comes out. And Eddie Kingston is on a mission. He's got the wheat Tims on, ready to stomp somebody. He was getting yelled at in the backstage segment by them. They said, don't disrespect us, don't get in our face, and you need to stop wearing sweatpants and T-shirts around here. Kingston said, I'm wearing sweatpants and a T-shirt. What you got to say to me? Throws the money in their face. It hurt, man. It hurt.
It did.
I don't know. I don't know why he did that, but the EVPs and him get into it. They start fighting. The EVPs jump them. They're about to hit their the EVP trigger, the double knees. And all of a sudden we heard, do I have something here? Here, we're gonna try and improvise here. Ah, cut my nails. Can't even pick it up. The sound of the penny dropping.
That was actually really good.
It was Okada. Kazuchika Okada's in the house, bro. I can't believe it.
In the house.
They made the call. Kazuchika Okada is coming out. He's about to make the big save. People are going nuts. I'm going nuts. And then all of a sudden, he grabs Kingston from behind when he tries to move out of the way a little bit and hits him with the Rainmaker. My heart hurt tonight for that one.
Yeah. That was a tough one. That was tough.
That was some bullshiggity, man. Rainmaker, down goes Eddie Kingston.
Yes.
It hurt. They took him down, and it is then announced that Okada, which was the last announcement they had, is the newest member of the Elite. They do the handshake foolishly. My Buffalo Bills are getting cut everywhere. And then we got Okada joining the Elite. Things I did not predict happening today.
So many. So many
I'll say this. It's a good move for the Elite.
Yes.
It was very smart to do that.
It was.
It's built definitely up interest in heel Okada.
Yep. Can't go wrong.
Deanna said, wait, I didn't know you got paid to be Elite. Apparently, somebody said trash, boss. Okada as heel. Interesting. I'm not mad at it, but we'll take some getting used to from Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. Drake, take care. Control are my favorite in my bag listens. I'm just saying, you could do better. Tell me that you heard that lately. Nothing wrong with Drake, man. The Fed is dead is trending on Twitter. It's just Twitter, man. Twitter is Twitter. Right. Sorry, guys. Keeks' days as champion could be number. He did do a belt motion.
That is true. That is true.
EVP talked about giving him a fine last week. See, I think we are getting Okada Kingston at Supercard of Honor. WrestleMania weekend, bro.
Woo.
Yo, don't try and do this to me and Derek, bro. We're going to be tired. No.
Yeah, please. Night one, night two, come on. Don't do it.
Deanna said EVP stole the Cody elevator. They did. They did steal that, didn't they?
Yeah.
I like the segment. Eddie's going to keep it watchable from those heat-sucking bucks. Rainmaker, Deanna says, happy to see him, even though it was on Eddie.
Yeah.
17 in here, 16 likes. Who's slacking? Let him know, Jess. Let him know in the chat. There's actually, we got a lot of people on Twitter or Twitch watching. I don't know where all these people are. Come on over to YouTube.
Come on.
Come on over.
Come join us. You'll have fun, I promise.
Get your balloons ready, CJ. We all float down here. AEW's got the momentum. Stop, Derek. Stop right now. Okada is heel is money. Wait, is Okada gone from Chaos now? I think Chaos might be done.
Yeah.
Yano might be the new leader. By the way, Jungle Boy joined the House of Torture right where he belongs, in the doldrums with those guys. Terrible. I think by the end of this heel Bucks run, their character will get over. Forget the Eddie Kingston. Bully Ray is the same as him, LOL. I give you a like, Conrad. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Man, James still grinding through the showcase matches.
Yeah.
Okada is all Elite, Derek. What do you think of this move, man? Is this good? Yes. Like, I feel like this is what gave them their momentum. By the way, peep the new AEW logo, folks.
You know what? I definitely love this move. This is a great move. You got Okada. You got Ospreay. You got...
rumored name for next week.
Takeshka. You got... Well, we won't venture on that line, but...
Swerve, Joe. The main event scene's thriving right now.
Dude, this is like having a plush leather couch.
What do you mean by this?
Is it plush leather?
Yo, shout out to my guys, Everything College Basketball in the chat. Make sure you check out their Facebook group. Awesome Facebook group.
Yes.
Super busy guys over there, but if you love college basketball, give them a listen.
Yo, listen, I need to see that bracket, my guys.
What, for March Madness? Absolutely. They got them in, man.
I don't trust them. I think they'd be rigging it. Rigging it.
It's all right, man.
I don't know. This year is a toss-up, bro. I really don't know who. I can't really pinpoint.
I was watching Maryland play this weekend. It was a little rough. A little rough out here. Yeah. Couldn't have happened to a better idiot. Wow, free renderita. Young Bucks are going to be AEW's version of Gedo for Okada. Ooh, interesting. Gedo's 10% was showing today, too. I can't believe people who wanted 40 matches of showcase. I'm only 12 deep. Yeah, they're bugging. I think it's a great move for Okada. AEW had at least 10 main event stars from the other places that could lead a supercharge card.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he said we don't rig anything. He's not talking about y'all, ECB. He's talking
about... He's talking about
the games.
Yeah, I'm talking about the games.
You don't, no trust. He's a Duke fan, though, that's why.
Yeah,
we don't boo. Boo. Is it Carolina?
Kyle Filipowski.
Is it North Carolina up on them?
1-0. That's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Y'all about to get knocked off, though.
Yeah. Remember the name. So Okada's in, man. They're making good moves. I'm happy with this.
Yes.
let's get into our next match, which was Chris Statlander versus Riho. I was very excited for this match. I put it even as the thumbnail for this video.
Yes.
What did you think of this match here, Derek?
This is another good women's match.
Riho had us scared a couple times, man, getting thrown around like nothing.
I think the one that scared me the most was the part that scared me the most was when she was going up for that standing suplex, and she like folded it, and then Chris Statlander fell. I'm like, whoa, we got to be careful with that. We got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. I was more scared on the suplex spot. Yep. Where she like turned sideways.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That one was pretty bad. I thought you were talking about the one where you gasped. Derek went crazy when she like picked her up and then she like jumped over.
Yeah, like damn near almost flipped over her.
But Riho had complete control in that situation.
I was just like, oh, come on. Come on, man. Don't do me like that.
Hey. I see people shouting out Sean Spears. He is back on NXT. They basically let him keep his name, same character that he was in AEW. So good for him.
I respect it.
People talk about Michigan sucks at college basketball right now. I haven't seen them play yet, so I can't say a word.
It's been some years since I won't say some years. It's been a couple of years since they've been good. So
Deanna said this match was good but stale at parts. I like this match a lot. I like it. Fire Juwan Howard. Come on now. Riho, I don't get it. Big match Riho, man. I'm telling you.
Yes.
When Riho shows up, that momentum shifts a little bit. Yes. Riho delivered in this one. Stokely tried to give Statlander the chain again.
Yes.
He wants y'all to cheat. Why are you not listening to him? She throws the chain down. Riho catches her, rolls her up. Big three count. Riho gets a surprise victory. Stokely just looks at the chain like, I gave it to you. You had it. You had this one. Why didn't you do it?
Yeah, all you had to do was just execute. That's it. You let me down.
I was hurt. Yeah. So, following up from that, we go backstage. Timeless Toni Storm says she's going to host an award show called The Tonys with an I, so they don't get sued. And that sounds like it's the future. And Mariah May got her own shirt, but it's just Toni Storm's old shirt, but her dressed up as Toni Storm.
Oh, Lordy.
I can't wait to see the rest of the story play out. I love Timeless Toni Storm. Great. E says Riho is dope to play. She's fun to play with and fight forever. Yeah. Riho's a fun character to use in that. AEW needs house shows or something so they can run through these matchups before prime time, get that chemistry and timing in each other's mannerisms. That'd be good to do, too.
I agree with that 100%.
That would be good to do as well. Moving on. Next week, we go Willow Nightingale's backstage with Stokely.
Willow?
Not that Willow. Willow Nightingale. She's going to go one-on-one with Riho at Big Business.
Yes.
She says she's focused on winning the TBS championship, though. She's coming after your girl, Julia Hart, Derek.
I respect it. I don't think she's going to win.
Willow says we're doing things my way next week.
Yes.
So I assume that means no cheating as well.
Most likely. But I don't see Willow winning.
Maybe they pull off another surprise victory here. I'm wondering where this Chris Statlander Willow storyline's going. Do they remain a team? Is Stokely going to come between them? Do they unite and just beat Stokely up? And then Stokely's got to get someone else. There's a bunch of different ways you could go with this. Bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
Tony Schiavone interviews Darby Allin next. Darby comes out. He talks about Sting. He comes out with some cut-up clothes on. He talks about how he was homeless at one point, and then he's in North Carolina, main eventing with Sting for his last match.
Right.
From here, out comes the Switchblade and Bullet Club Gold. Derek says Jay White cuts one of his best promos here.
Yes, this was a promo that I thoroughly enjoyed. Although I will also state that he does cut promos very well. But this has been his best promo. Jay White, shout out to you, my guy. This promo was el dente.
No Bang Bang Scissor Gang, just Bullet Club Gold, too.
That's it.
It worked.
Short and sweet, straight to the point. Nothing big needed. Nothing.
It worked. He did make fun of Darby because they have a match coming up at Big Business.
Big Business.
So make sure that you guys are around for that next week, March 13th. World champ, six-man world tag champ, Jay White versus Darby Allin. Before he gives up his tag title for the tournament and goes into climb Mount Everest.
Right.
The boy is crazy.
Yeah.
He's got himself a big matchup with Jay White here. Jay White felt like a main eventer, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, he definitely felt like a
main eventer. I think so did Darby. Darby felt like he had his own identity again.
Yes.
Like I said, a lot of like early AEW feels tonight. Like Darby's again for the first time.
Yeah, going back to the original roots of being an AEW star on the rise.
It worked very well. I liked what they did here. Matt Loeb said, God bless Darby. Only 23 stitches, man. Right? Was that the number I told you before? 23? 22? I can't remember.
I thought you said 12.
Oh, no. 12. Then 12, it was 12. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
If it was 23,
I was thinking of Jordan. Yeah. Mike coming in with the bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang gang, bro. They don't mess around. The Darby, I don't know how he only needed like 12 stitches, bro.
Yeah. No. That scar was down to the white meat.
Ugh. Yikes. That was bad. Also backstage, Julia Hart issues an open challenge for Rampage for the TBS title. I'm going to tell you who that is in 1 second. And Mark Briscoe is getting ready to go to war in a street fight with the House of Black. Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett have offered to be his tag team partners.
Yes. I have to say this promo was straight fire.
Mark Briscoe's good, man. He knows how to get the job done.
Yes.
And he was also trying to mess those guys up pretty bad on Collision by lighting them on fire, pushing the pyrotechnic button. So keep your eyes peeled for him. So we got some good matches coming up on Collision. So let's run through it real quick. Rampage, what I got from this show was Julia Hart versus Robin Renegade, Orange Cassidy and Trent versus The Butcher and Kip, Pentagon versus Action Andretti, three-way tag match, Private Party, Top Flight, and Commander and Brian Keith. Good action on Friday. Collision is going to have Chris Jericho versus some will say Titan, but it's
Titan, I think.
From CMLL. Let me see, who else do we have here? We have the debut of the Elite, Okada and the Young Bucks.
Yes, sir.
Brian Danielson versus Shane Taylor and House of Black versus Briscoe, Lethal, and Jarrett in an Atlanta street fight. I don't know who. I must have missed something. Someone's going to be in action. I can't remember from the women's division now.
Oh,
it definitely came out Maria, but it was something. It was someone else, I believe. Was it Mariah May?
I think it was Mariah May.
And... yeah, because it says Maria Me. See, yeah, this is why you don't use talk text, folks, for notes. Mariah May will be in action as well. So that's your lineup for Collision if you guys are interested.
Right.
Come join the Everything Pro Wrestling Facebook group. You just type in Everything Pro Wrestling group. We'll pop up. Got over 1,000 members right now. Come on in. Come talk some pro wrestling.
Let's boogie.
Need some more people who are going to be active up in there. So show us some love. Derek, we're here.
We are here.
It is time for the main event. Kyle Fletcher, the Ring of Honor television champion, takes on Will Ospreay in a non-title match. Derek, Will Ospreay. This is what you were missing when we were watching New Japan at.
Yes, yes, yes.
4
yes,
a.m., 5 a.m. in the...
Woo!
What do you think of your boy, Will Ospreay? You've seen him a few times before this, but...
Come on, bruv.
Derek wants a bruv shirt.
We're going to make a bruv shirt. We're just going to say EPW, come on, bruv.
Y'all get that in 7 months.
Yes.
So...
Will Ospreay. Oh, my God.
Vicious chops and super kicks in this match.
Vicious to the ninth degree.
For those who don't know, Kyle Fletcher was in the United Empire in New Japan, which was Will Ospreay's led group after he broke away from Chaos and Kazuchika Okada. And they have a friendship that goes way back. I think Kyle Fletcher has even said that he stayed with Ospreay for a while. for free. Super dope. So their backstory goes way back, and they're both in the Don Callis family right now. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Matchup. Derek got to see the Oz Cutter on the apron.
Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness.
Derek, how do you – pretty cool finishing sequence, man. Listen, we got a deafening hidden blade. He knew he was going to get hit with it. He just said, let's go.
Let's go. Bring it. Bring it.
Amazing. Will Ospreay gets the win here.
Yes.
Derek, what did you think of Will Ospreay in totality? Do you – Will said he wanted to be used a lot. Like, yeah, put me on all the shows, bruv. I'm ready to go. He's excited to be here or
– So, I feel – that Will Ospreay should be used sparingly. Only because I feel that the type of matches he puts on, a lot of people are going to get very fickle with that. Like, all right, he's been on TV a little way too much. So we're going to have to scale back. And I feel like that's the right thing to do, because if you have a wrestler of this caliber who's, you could say same thing as oh my god, who?
Kenny?
Yes, Kenny. Same kind of matches that can be put on the way that they're put on. Between the two, you're going to get burnt out, and I don't want anybody to get burnt out on someone like that.
Deanna agrees with you. That she just wrote Ospreay needs to be used like a special attraction.
He should be. I get that he wants to be on the show a lot, but man, you got to be very, very aware of how the crowds are over here.
Special dynamites, I would say, and then try to split them up maybe every 2 to 3 weeks. Give them a match, split it up,
something.
Because look, you got Okada now. Yes. You got him. Rumor has it you might have someone who's a boss coming in next week. Right. That's going to be another division that needs more time. Your tag division needs a whole tournament. Tonight felt really good, man.
It did.
And we didn't even talk about the ending. Evening, Clown. What's good, bro? What is good, Brody? Bryan Danielson comes out at the end. Will Ospreay, Bryan Danielson at this next show? This is inappropriate, sir.
Goodness gracious. I don't think we deserve that.
Maybe at Dynasty. Could be at Dynasty. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. I don't think we deserve it at all right now.
Dude, it's respectable.
It is respectable, but God. Mm-mm.
They might have to do it.
Oh, my God. I promise you, bro. If they do it.
They're going to go off, those two.
They are definitely going to go off. And
remember, Danielson said he's done by May. Not done wrestling, but done full-time. Like, right, I'm always here for you if you need me. Danielson is going to become a special attraction. Could be interesting, bro. Or excuse me, bruv. Going to be interesting. I'm hyped, though, man. They got you built up for this pay-per-view.
Yes.
Is it going to be Swerve? Is it Swerve and Joe? Is it Swerve and Wardlow? They got you wondering who are the tag champs going to be. Jay White's on the ascent. Okada with the Young Bucks.
Yes.
That is different.
Whew.
Tonight, AEW felt like AEW.
It did. It felt like the old AEW that we fell in love with.
Right? Okada, Jay White, Swerve, etc. Bryan Danielson, Ospreay will face off with AEW Dynasty pay-per-view in the background. Rip Dragon, he says, it needs to be a Wembley thing or a pay-per-view. I think the Wembley matchup is Swerve and Will Ospreay.
Oh, absolutely.
For the title.
Absolutely.
Now, is it time for Ospreay to win? Then I'll have to wait until it's time?
Not right now.
Well, no, I'm talking about then.
By that time.
But maybe.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. But I think those are the matches that need to happen. Swerve becomes the champ. Swerve goes to All In with the title, I feel.
Yes.
But that's just me talking. I'm just spitballing ideas. I'm just a fan.
Nope, I agree with you, bro.
Chat, I need to know, what did you think of tonight's show? Let's rank them. Let's put it out there. Derek, I'm going full-blown thumbs up. I will go tonight with I'm going to give this 9 out of 10 Philly cheesesteaks for a show tonight.
I'm going a smooth tenner.
Perfect show.
To me, yes.
Woo.
To me, yes. This has been a show that we've been waiting for so long. And you brought it to us. You've given it to us. I could not ask for anything more. I don't think there was a time where it was just like, all right, you know, I don't really care for this. We can bypass this, but whoo.
Rockstar said AEW stopped feeling like a ripoff WWE. I wouldn't say they felt like that. I just felt like the shows were missing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Tony took help from people. I don't know. Something felt different tonight and it was good. It was good.
Very good feeling.
Matt Lopez said 9.5 out of 10. EPW 10 out of 10. Incredible show. 10. And Rockstar agrees. Back to feeling like AEW. Shout out to DJ B Tazzy and the party in the house. It's an everything pro wrestling party, baby. What's going on, people? Wanted to show some love to my two favorite party people. What up, Tazzy? Appreciate you. Shout out to you, Shane, and the homies over on your channel and the insiders, man. All love for you guys, man. Thank you for showing up. You know what that means, Deanna said. Uh-oh. TK up, Triple H down, thumbs up. Wow, E, come on now. Why can't they both be winning? Maybe, well, it's Mania season over there, too. I thought SmackDown was really good this week. Like, I thought Rock's promo was much better than...
They can only do one. Highlander standards.
Don't be like that. Don't be like every wrestler fan. Both can win. We all win. Rockstar's giving it a 9.5 tonight. Deanna says, Tazzy, I miss you. E says AEW is on a roll.
Big time.
Big schmoove, homie. Well, listen, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. We got the new Dynamite graphics next week. We got big business happening.
Big business.
Make sure you are here. We are going to be live after the show goes off the air, and we are going to be discussing some pro wrestling.
Yes.
Be here. AEW reviews on the channel. We're back. If you were watching us on Twitter, come over to the Everything Pro Wrestling YouTube channel. Give us a like. Help us get to that 3K next milestone. You know what time it is. Next week's going to be wild in Boston. So make sure you guys are out here with us. For myself and the man they call Derek, we will be out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. See you next week for big business. And don't forget before that to tune in to Clash of the Podcast. Whoops. Botchamania. Clash of the Podcast live this Monday at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time, where me and Sean Hubbard of Hubbard Wrestling Weekly bring you the latest and greatest in pro wrestling. For myself and the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of EPW 1. Yeah.